Hello.
Hello, this is Sonia with Eagle Moss. You requested a callback.
Yes.
All right. Could you verify the name and address for me, please?
There's Jose Flores, 221 East 201st Street, apartment 3C, Boston, New York, 10458. Can you stop that for a minute?
I have your DeLorean build-up subscription. How can I help today?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, it's just that you guys charged me $72 for this shipment. I mean, how is the shipment different from any other shipment I received?
Well, it looks like the taxes were $5.87, where it looks like the last three, they were like $4.99.
You're talking about the taxes? Or?
And then, no, I'm not done. And then there's a binder for $9.99.
Okay, but you guys are sending four issues on every shipment, correct?
Yes.
Not all. There's another binder in this. So there's another binder. So every time you send a binder, the price goes higher?
Yes, your first binder was free. And
right.
All the other binders, after the binders ship out after every 16 issues, those you'll be charged for. Now, you have the option
right.
to receive them or opt out of them. So, would you like to keep receiving the binders?
I mean, but how many binders do I need, though?
Let's see. How many? You should have this would be your second one that's on its way. I've seen a lot
you're
of customers
about
stop
the,
at two
you,
or three.
You're talking about the binder for the, since I've been receiving my orders, because I believe I already have a few binders.
Yes, and that's for the magazines.
Yeah, but how many binders to hold this magazine? That's what I'm trying to find out. Because I'm supposed to have like 133 issues, right? I think it's a total of 133 issues to finish the build.
Just the car is 130. If you're wanting to do the extra, it'll be 158 kits.
Okay, and what is the extra? Because I was under the assumption that I was paying the whole bill with 133 issues.
Okay, 130 kits is what completes the car.
Right.
And the additional 28 kits is what gives you that version of Back to the Future 3 with the rails and the lighting and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the extra is what? Basically, how many more issues? It's
28.
Gonna be what?
It's 28 kits.
28 more kits?
Yes, sir. That makes it 158. Yes.
Okay, ma'am, are you having a problem giving me information? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm paying a subscription here, and you sound like you don't want to do your job. Is there a problem?
No, it's just, are you understanding? I said it. You keep saying 133. And I'm trying to explain to you, it's 130 kits to complete the car. There's an additional 28 kits. All of this is on the website also. So, no, I don't have a problem with explaining it to you. I'm sorry if it comes off that way. But, no, I don't have a problem at all. But
okay,
if you want to stop at just the car itself, just the car, nothing else, the rails, no lighting, that's 130.
Right. Okay. So But what I'm trying to tell you is that this is not the first time I'm receiving shipments. If you know, I've been a member for like 2 years, 3 years already. And some of the shipment that I receive a binder, and I'm not talking about the first one being the fact that it's free, hasn't come up to $72. So I need to find out if there's a standard fee that you guys charge or shipment, instead of I'm seeing a different amount every month. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the main concern. There's a
okay.
different amount, even when there's a binder or not, there's always a different amount. And I mean, I don't know who has control of that, But you know, it seems that you guys could manipulate this and make more money for something that I was being charged before less, and now it's getting higher and higher every time I look at my bank statement.
Okay. Let me just go back. Like I
Don't go
said,
back. Wait, don't
no,
go
no,
back.
I have to do that because I have to answer your question. You
Yeah,
wanted to
but
know
the only
why it was
way.
different charges.
Yeah, but the only way I'm gonna be able to, you're gonna be able, I'm gonna be able to understand what you're going back to is by me being in my apartment, looking at every buying, go through every shipment that I receive through you, write down what's in that shipment so that I could make my point across.
Okay, I understand that. And just a long story short, like I said in the beginning, the taxes have changed. We don't have any control over what your state charges as far as taxes. Because
Okay, but
one
what?
order, the last three orders you had in
Right.
September, November, and the last one in January of 2022, the taxes was $4.99. The shipping and handling was a dollar. So this last shipment, and those shipments just had the regular four issues, no binder, no nothing, just the parts and the magazines. But this last shipment you got, the taxes was $5.87. They have the binder on there, and there's an order you got back in September of 2020 that has a binder on it with the four issues. The taxes was $5.36. And that made your total $65.75. But all
Yeah,
of
but
them,
it
yeah.
right, but it seems that it's not the tax that's making my the price higher. It's whatever the content is it's inside. Because I understand you always send out four issues. And I understand that. But if
Yeah.
you're telling me the taxes is $5, if I go back to all the months that I've been charged, with or without a binder, it doesn't even go up to 70 something dollars. So I mean, I understand the taxes go up, but as far as I'm concerned, the taxes over here in New York State is still 8.75%. So it hasn't really raised up to like any higher than that. So I don't
Okay.
know if you're going by your taxes or my taxes. I'm in New York City. I don't know where you're at, but the
My
taxes.
state taxes doesn't have anything to do with your order.
Exactly. So in other
Yeah.
words, any taxes you're charging me is the taxes here in New York State. And I don't think my taxes has changed at all.
Well, I mean, as far as the shipments, and there are different prices here, because at one time it was taxed was $4.56. It's a total of $5.36 on one. And the very first shipment, it was 17 cents tax, and after that, it was 4.56. It was 4.56, like the first three shipments, you paid 55.96,
All right, so
and
let
then.
me ask you something. All right, so let me ask you something. Every time you guys send a shipment, you send a receipt, right? So if I look
Yes.
at the receipts, I could break down what's the difference. I think the best thing for me to do is get all my receipts inside the box of each shipment and then just, you know, put it together, look it out, study it, and then call you back and let you know what's the discrepancy going on. I think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for a one question survey and have a good day.
Okay.